At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, September 21st.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go down to Tropicana Field for a big American League matchup between the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays. This is a 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time first pitch, with Houston currently listed as roughly a minus 125 road favorite and Tampa Bay a plus 110 home dog. The total in this one is a low total of 7. Now, Houston is 2-0 so far this series, and they'll be looking for the sweep tonight. Houston won the opener 4-0, cashing as a plus 105 road dog, and they won again last night 5-0 as another plus 125 road dog. Now, Houston will be sending out Lance McCullers to pitch tonight. He's 3-1 with a 2.34 ERA. In 3 starts in September, Houston is 3-0 in those McCullers starts, and he's given up 2 earned runs or less in all 3 of those games. He'll be opposed by the veteran righty Corey Kluber, who's 10-9 with a 4.44 ERA. In the month of September, Kluber's been getting knocked around. In 3 starts, he has a September ERA of 6.75. Now, we've seen respected money lay the wood here with Houston. They open around a minus 120 road favorite, and we've seen them get bet up to around minus 125, with some shops even juiced up like they might go to minus 130. So all movement has been going toward Houston to complete the sweep. Houston would have some correlative betting as a favorite with a low total. The total in this one is 7, with a favorite and a line moving toward the favorite. And if you look at correlative betting, well, basically what that means is with the fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they're going to come from quote-unquote the better team. So the low total would be a good sign if you're going to bet a favorite. On the flip side, if you like a dog, you want a high total. Again, more expected runs scored, more variance here. But the low total would favorite Houston. The line move is going toward Houston. And the Astros have some advantages in this matchup. They're 9-1 their last 10 games, playing great ball recently, whereas Tampa Bay is just 4-6 their last 10. They've been on a bit of a slide. Houston also has the advantage at the plate, hitting 247 versus 242 for Tampa Bay, as well as a team ERA of 2.90 for the Astros versus 3.35 for Tampa Bay. Also, if you look at Houston in this spot, they've been profitable in all 3 situations. They're 88-38 as a favorite, they're 48-25 on the road, and they're 59-39 against right-handed pitchers. We've also seen non-division road favorites do very well this year. They're 271-172 with a 61% win rate, which would match with Houston here tonight. Also, Tampa Bay only 19-28 as a dog so far this season. Now, the total in this one is a very low total of 7. Keep an eye on the juice. Right now, most shops are minus 110 both sides, but we have seen some trends to the under here for both teams. Tampa is 4-1 to the under their last 5. They're 5-1 to the under their last 6 at home. Meanwhile, Houston is 5-2 to the under their last 7. And the under is 2-0 this series with a total combined run scored of 4-5 the first 2 games. Also, you look at Houston, they are the number one under team in baseball this year with an 85-54 record to the under. And also, this game will be played at Tropicana Field, which is a dome. Historically, you do see unders do a little bit better in domes versus outdoor stadiums. Why? Because you don't have to deal with the weather. There's no wind, there's no precipitation, it's perfect conditions for the pitcher and the fielders, and the ball really doesn't travel. So keep an eye on this total. If you do see that 7 start to get juiced up under, it could be an indication to maybe take a shot on the under here tonight.
Best of the rest.
For the first best of the rest matchup, we're going to look toward an early game, a 2:10 p.m. Eastern time start between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. Currently, the New York Mets are listed as a minus 130 road favorite, with Milwaukee plus 115 dog at home, and the total in this one is 8.5. Now, the New York Mets are 2-0 so far this series, and they'll be going for the sweep here this afternoon. The Mets won Game 1 7-2 as a plus 100 road dog, and they won again yesterday, came from behind to win 7-5 as a minus 120 road favorite. The pitching matchup today for the Mets, they'll be sending out Taijuan Walker, the righty. He's 12-4 with a 3.42 ERA. He's 2-0 his last two starts, and he's given up 3 earned runs in his last 14.1 innings pitched. He'll be facing Adrian Hauser, who's 6-9 with a 4.85 ERA. Now, we've seen some respected money lay the minus price here, the short chalk price, with the New York Mets. The Mets open as around a minus 120 road favorite, and they've been bet up closer to minus 130. Some shops inching up even a little bit higher, closer toward minus 135. Now, the Mets are 4-1 head-to-head in the 5 matchups between these teams, and the Mets would really be leaning on their bats in this one. They're hitting 257 versus just 235 for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Mets also have the better team ERA, 3.51 versus 3.98. And they would also match that system that we talked about with the Houston Astros, non-division road favorite, which is 61% so far this season. Also, you look at the Mets, profitable in all three spots here. As a favorite, they're 75-36. Against righties, they're 66-34. And they're 45-29 on the road. Meanwhile, Milwaukee, just 13-20 as a dog this season. Also, the New York Mets bullpen is a little bit more rested. In the last three games, they've pitched 12 innings out of their pen versus 15.2 innings pitched for Milwaukee. The Mets also have motivation to continue to play well. They've already clinched a playoff spot, but they still want to win that division. They're only a game up ahead of the Atlanta Braves, so they want to keep winning in order to win that National League East. Also, keep an eye on the total in this one. It does look like some respected money has taken the over. The total opened at 8.5. Some books are actually juiced up under 8.5. Now it's flipped to juiced up over 8.5. So the 8.5 is now 8.5 over minus 115. Some books are even 8.5 over minus 120. So they're making you pay a higher price, the odds makers are, because it looks like the over could be the play here. If you like the over 8.5, you probably want to get it right now because it looks like it could be trending to 9. That way, if you get the over 8.5 and it's a 5-4 game, you'll be able to win that over bet versus pushing if you get a late 9. Milwaukee is 4-1 to the over their last 5. The Mets are 5-2 to the over their last 7. And the Mets are also 5-0 to the over their last 5 on the road. Also, using our VSiN.com bet splits, you have a really good bet discrepancy to this over. Currently, only 44% of bets are taking the over, but it accounts for 71% of the money. That's a pretty good low bets, higher dollar, sharp money bet split to the over. For our second best of the rest matchup, we're going to go toward a big interleague showdown between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies. This is a 6:45 p.m. Eastern time first pitch, and currently Toronto is listed as roughly a kind of a plus 100 dog with Philly around a very short minus 110 home favorite, and the total in this one is 8. Now, we saw a crazy game yesterday where Toronto won 18-11, not a score you typically see in baseball. Anyone take the over 8.5 in that one? Didn't have to sweat that one at all. But Toronto did win as a minus 120 road favorite yesterday. For today's matchup, good pitching matchup. Kevin Gausman will be pitching for Toronto. He's 12-10 with a 3.45 ERA. And he'll be facing Zach Wheeler, who's 11-7 with a 3.07 ERA. Now, we have seen not much movement in this game, but a little bit of a line move, a very tiny one, slight one, toward Toronto. Some books open Philly around minus 115, and now Philly is down to around minus 110. Currently, 62% of bets and 67% of the money is on Toronto, which does indicate a very small low bets, higher dollar advantage bet discrepancy in favor of the Jays. Now, the Jays are 3-0 head-to-head so far this year against Philadelphia. Also, you look at interleague play, typically like to go with the team getting the line move, the lack of familiarity. Kind of you see that line move does give you an advantage in interleague play to the team taking in the money. Also, Toronto does have an edge at the plate, hitting 262 versus 255 for Philly, and they have a slightly better team ERA, 3.93 versus 3.99. Also, Toronto, been playing good baseball. They're 9-4 their last 13 games. Meanwhile, Philly, they're kind of ice cold right now. They've lost five straight. Toronto is 74-50 as a favorite this year. They're 41-32 on the road, and they're 73-45 against righties. So if you're looking to take Toronto, you want to see this game continue to trend closer toward a pick 'em. Now, we've also seen some respected money take this over. Some shops open around a 7.5 total and have been bet up to 8. And we have seen, obviously, after last night, where they scored 29 runs overall, that these teams both can really hit the ball, hitting over 255 with both teams. You also look toward Philly in this one. They're 4-0 to the over their last 5 at home. Toronto is 4-1 to the over their last 5 games overall. Both teams are over teams this year, with Toronto 75-69 with 4 pushes, and Philly 74-67 with 6 pushes. Also, if you like the over, this is a bit of a weather-based play. At Citizens Bank Ballpark, which is known because of its small dimensions as one of the better over parks in Major League Baseball, but the wind is blowing out to direct center, to center field, 7 to 10 miles an hour. And it's going to be a nice night, about 85 degrees here. So it's kind of hot night. The wind is blowing out. Again, if you're betting it over, you want that wind blowing out because it could push a warning track fly ball into a first row home run.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats tonight, the first game that I'll be sweating, I'm going to go to a Boston-Cincinnati Interleague matchup at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to be taking the over in this one. I'll be rooting for some runs. I'm on the Red Sox-Reds over 9.5. Now, for the money line here, really not much movement. Red Sox open around a minus 165 road favorite, Cincinnati plus 150 at home, and really no movement whatsoever. So if you're liking this line or you want to take this number in terms of the side, keep an eye out for which direction this thing moves next. But in terms of the play here with the over 9.5, we did see yesterday Boston won 5-3. They did win as a minus 125 road favorite, but actually the undercashed under 8.5 here. But I think we could be in store for quite a few more runs here tonight, which is why I'll be taking the over. To me, a couple things. Number one, it's the pitching matchup. Connor Siebold, who is a young AAA pitcher who got brought up to pitch for the Red Sox today. He's only made a few starts for the Red Sox in the bigs this year. He's 0-2 with an 11.91 ERA. He's made 3 starts, and in 2 of those, he gave up 7 earned runs. So Siebold is a AAA pitcher coming up who could get knocked around by this Reds Major League lineup. And meanwhile, the Red Sox will be facing Chase Anderson for Cincinnati, who's 1-3 with a 6.43 ERA. So both pitchers, high ERAs. Hopefully both teams are able to put up some runs on each of them. Also, you look at just the way this total is trending. It opened at 9.5. Kind of some shops like minus 110, minus 115, slight to the over liability. But now it's 9.5 over minus 120. So basically the juice is rising to the over. Looks like it could be moving up to 10. If so, if you like this 9, which I'll be sweating the over 9.5, which I jumped on here this morning, you want to get this thing now because it could be rising to 10. Then if you get a 7-3 game, you know, a 6-4 game, you want to cash that over 9.5, not push that over 10. This is another weather-based play where it's going to be very hot at Citizens Bank Ballpark, or at a Great American Ballpark, I should say, in Cincinnati, 90 degrees. So again, heat, humidity definitely is a benefit to the hitters. It's a detriment to the pitchers who will be out there sweating there on the mound. And really, it's another weather-based play with the wind here. The wind is blowing out to dead center at 10 miles an hour, so it's hot. The weather is wind blowing out, again, pushing possibly a first warning track fly ball into a first row home run. But the last reason why I really like this over, it's a data-driven play. You have a really, really sharp low bets, higher dollar bet split to this over. Using our VSiN.com bet splits from DraftKings, only 48% of bets are on the over, but it's taking into account 92% of the money. That is a massive discrepancy, telling us basically that the public is split, but yet all these big wagers from respected bettors will be sweating this over. For my other Josh's Sweat of the Night, I'll be going toward an American League West matchup from two teams who have no shot at the postseason, but I noticed a really sharp move toward one of them, and I'll be taking the Texas Rangers tonight. So I'm on the Rangers around a minus 140 home dog. This is the Rangers at home against the LA Angels. This is an 8:05 p.m. Eastern time first pitch. And again, Texas minus 140, the Angels around plus 125. The total in this one is 8.5 with some shops juiced up over minus 115. But the reason for this one, number one, it's not a very sexy matchup. You know, there's obviously better games on the board, but wise guys don't really care about what's a popular game and what's not, or, you know, teams that are looking to go to the postseason versus teams that are eliminated. Wise guys bet based on value, and it looks like they found an edge here on Texas, which is why I'm going to be money-lining Texas at minus 140 tonight. Part of the reason why I like Texas, a couple things. Number one, the line movement. They open around minus 130 at home. They've now been bet up to around minus 140. Some shops are inching up even higher to around minus 145. Straight off the bat, on a low bet game, the line is going to Texas. Tells me that respected money is going Rangers here. Also, the pitching matchup. Tucker Davidson is on the bump for LA. He's 2-6 with a 6.96 ERA, and he's really been getting knocked around. In two September starts, he has an ERA of almost 12. It's 11.88 to be exact. Meanwhile, Dane Dunning will be taking the ball here for Texas. He's 3-8 with a 4.49 ERA, so a much better ERA, even though it's not great. Lesser of two evils here with Dunning with the better numbers. Also, Dane Dunning is 3-1 in four starts against the Angels this year. And he last pitched against the Angels on July 31st. He went six innings, two earned runs, and Texas won that game 5-2. Texas, even though they dropped last night's series opener against the Angels, they're still 8-6 head-to-head against the Angels this year. They have the advantage at the plate, hitting 242 versus 230 for the LA Angels. Also, it's kind of a buy low, sell high, fishy play because the Angels are 4-1 their last five games. Meanwhile, Texas is just 1-4 their last five games. So why is this line going toward the team that has been playing worse and going away from the team that's been playing better recently? Tells me, again, respected money is buying low on Texas here. Also, you look at lefty-righty splits. Texas has actually done pretty well against lefties this year. They're 25-24 against lefties. Only one game above 500. Doesn't sound amazing, but if you look at what they've done against righties, they're just 38-60. So again, they've been really bad against righties, but you know, slightly above 500 against lefties. Meanwhile, the Angels are just 44-60 versus right-handed pitching. And you also look at the Angels when they're a dog, they really don't play very well. The Angels as a dog are just 21-50 this year. Also, Texas only getting 52% of bets, but 66% of the money. Again, that tells me that the public is split in terms of the ticket count, but the larger wagers, the bigger money, seems to be leaning Texas here. Also, again, keep an eye out on that total. It's 8.5 juiced up over minus 115. If you like the over, probably want to get it now before it goes to 9. It does have a nice, juicy, low bets, higher dollars bet split to that over. Only 48% of bets over, but 69% of the money. But you add it all up, we have a line move toward Texas, and we also have a pitching advantage toward the Rangers. A fishy low bet game, but some smart money on the Rangers. Give me the Texas Rangers at minus 140. That about does it for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast for Wednesday, September 21st. But keep an eye out and reminder that it is a great time to sign up and become a VSiN member. Football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content, and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your Wednesday. And as a wise man once said, hopefully you can cash some tickets today because that's what it's all about.